from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you're down in Vegas for Summer League. What were the impressions from the national pundits of this Portland Trailblazers team, Donovan Clingan, and kind of the direction that they're going in right now?
Yeah, let's start with Clingan. I talked to quite a few coaches, execs, other market media members and a bunch of national media members. And the consensus across the board on Donovan Clingan was he has got the goods defensively. Unquestionably, like, they were all like, yeah, no. Rebound, check. Passing, check. Shot blocker, he's easily the best.
You know it when you see
it. There was a lot. Like, I was sitting with Kyle Newback, who covers the Philadelphia 76ers, during that game, and we were laughing as the 76ers took turns driving, going, nah, I'm good, and just taking a U-turn as they went in the paint when he was in there. And then when Alex Reese got on the floor, look, I love Alex. He's probably going to get himself a two-way deal out of Summer League the way he shot the ball. But he's 6'9". There's a strong difference between 6'9 and 7'3". I mean, it's just, it was night and day. It was, one was a stop sign and one was a please slow down sign. Like, that was really the difference. And a lot of the front office folks I talked to, they were like, I don't care that he can't score. Like, you see what he does and how valuable he is defensively. And a lot of it was, it's going to be interesting to see how he grows. I mentioned the other day when I came on, the game one, he ran out of gas because he was so amped. And he didn't really want to concede that was the case. He kind of laughing out, we went back and forth, and he's like, yeah, I was a little nervous. Game two, he was so much more under control. You could tell he wasn't, like, completely gassed every single time he came off the floor. Game three, he just looked more comfortable. And how quickly he's getting comfortable and how much growth he's showing game to game to game, that's when you see somebody like that where you just go, oh.
And this is where, I want to revisit what you said. Nobody cares about the offensive side of the ball. Well, and they really shouldn't right now. He is a facilitator. He has the ability to pass. He's a rebounder, and he can help create for other players around him. Yeah. And this is where Portland is at right now. And I was talking about this when you were gone, in that Donovan Clingan feels like a good fit for where the Blazers are right now. Yeah. Because where the Blazers are right now is, you want to get Scoot to a point and Donovan Clingan to a point, and then fill in the rest of the guys, whether it's Tumani Kamara or Ryan Rupaire, Chris Murray, to where you have all of the pieces of the role players around for when you finally get that guy who pops. Yeah. Now, finding that guy who is the scorer, creator, star type in the NBA is far easier said than done. Yeah. but you're seeing the pieces and how you go through a rebuild in that we need to find X, Y, and Z. And then once we get that star, you just wait for that moment in the draft where you find that guy who is that creator. That's where Portland is at right now.
Yes.
And I think with Donovan Klingon, it is one of those ones where you go, okay, his presence, both physically, just how big he is, and the way that he can help create for other people around him, whether that is a solid screener, fun to see, rebounder, passer, those three things right there, when you find that guy, all of a sudden, you're ready to take off a lot faster.
Yeah, and it was funny just talking to a lot of the national folks and front office folks. The same thing kind of came up. Like, Cooper and Donovan, that'd be quite a defensive backbone. You know, Cooper Flagg and Donovan Klingon. Did you see the thing that came up with Cooper and Donovan?
Mm-mm.
So Cooper went through and visited UConn on a official visit, and they took pictures together wearing their mom's jerseys.
Oh.
Their moms played together at Maine.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh,
yeah, played together at Maine, yeah. So
how about that? Two of Maine's finest coming to Portland, Oregon,
yeah.
to play together. I think we need to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
rig it, Adam Silver.
Reunite them.
Yeah.
But yeah, they both took pictures in their mom's Maine jerseys.
Sweet.
Both play together at their UConn visit. So it was fun little tidbit there. But everybody sat there and goes, like, it's funny, you hear some national media folks talk about, I don't know what the Blazers are doing. Every front office exec's like, yeah, no, they're going to suck and they're going to get one of the top five picks. Like, we know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what they're going to do.
Well, you hope they get one of the top five picks.
I mean, look, I tweeted it out. 22 and a half wins. That is the line at Vegas. So everyone's like, I think they could win 37. No. 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 And no.
And when you get to a point where you're like, are we going to be able to win 37 games? They'll go, ripcord.
Yeah, no, they're going to steer that thing into a cliff or off the cliff, whatever your metaphor is. They're going to suck on purpose because this is a part of the process. And a lot of what, you know, I've heard people, well, they got to trade Ayton. No, they don't. Oh, I got to trade Jeremy. Well, it's an open. So let's talk about where the Blazers are and kind of transactionally and what could or could not happen. As I understand it, Jeremy going to LA was something that was aided by his representatives at Clutch, and that they had discussions with the Lakers of like, hey, are you willing to give up the capital and get Jeremy? If so, we can talk to Portland and see if that's something that, because that's how a lot, for those that don't know, that's how most transactions in the NBA come about. Agents facilitate them. Hey, you know, we were talking to so-and-so, and they're interested in our guy. We'd kind of like to get him there. Is there a package there that makes sense for you guys? And if the answer is no, then they try to find another way, and they saber-rattle, and then you get what happens last year. Or you get something that goes, hey, yeah, you know what? We aren't in the hurry to move off Jeremy, but the Lakers include both their first-round picks? Yeah, we could do that. And as I understand it, there was not an agreement, there was discussion that the Lakers would be willing to give up both first round picks for Jeremy. And then when it came down to it, Rob Pelinka balked at it. And so now we're at this standstill where the Lakers are missing out on everyone and everything. And even the Gary Trent Juniors of the world. And it's very funny to watch everybody say, or Lakers fans say, everybody wants to come to LA, and then have them get spurned because their front office is so inept.
Yeah, Gary Trent Jr., by the way, going to Milwaukee to play for the league minimum after several teams were giving him like mid-level looks.
Yeah, it's
Dame. He wanted to play with Dame.
Yeah, that's his guy.
Yeah, he wanted to go back and take pictures in the airplane,
back of the plane
bathroom again.
Yeah, with the hoodie up.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to Mara for putting those pictures back on the timeline the other day.
Super weird photo shoot. But great, nonetheless. Yeah. Rupert and Murray, what is the sentiment around those two? Because those are two guys that we were hoping to see large strides from, and we saw Rupert kind of get going a little bit scoring-wise last night against Washington, and more efficient shooting, but not quite where you want him to be yet.
No, I think you're seeing the growth from Rupert, for sure. I asked him about how much weight he's put on. He said he's, you know, 5'10 pounds, and he's legitimately bigger. He's much more
looks
solid.
Bigger.
Yeah. He's growing into his body still because he grew an inch and a half plus last year. He's, you know, 6'8.5", 6'9" now. It's actually kind of funny how long and rangy he is. When you see him walking next to other NBA players, you're like, good God, dude. I've liked what I've seen from him. I like the aggressiveness. I like the fact that he's trying to handle the ball more. I like that he's trying to do more. And the same thing is true of Chris Murray.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chris is maybe harder on himself than any player on this team, and it's something he needs to get figure out, is he beats himself up too much, and it can affect his game. That's the thing that I look at, and I just kind of go, okay, if he can get that, because when he's playing with confidence, he's really solid. You see the passing, you see the rebounding, you see the defense. Like, you're like, oh, okay, the shooting is the thing, though. And if he just shoots in rhythm, he's fine. But if he doesn't, and he starts questioning his mechanics, and he starts checking his confidence, or he puts pressure on himself, he misses horribly. But he's an insane worker, and I think he will figure it out. If he doesn't, it's going to keep him from, you know, getting additional contracts in the NBA, because 6'8" guy that can dribble, pass, shoot, and defend is a role player on every team in
every
the NBA.
Team.
And that's the thing for him. Roops is still like, he's a year away, I think, from contributing, but he's also a kind of guy now where I think if somebody rolls an ankle and you throw Roops out there for 10 minutes for a 6-game stretch, I think he's going to look competent now.
And that is not slow development. That's expected development out of Ryan Rupert, because everybody said he's a 2 to 3 year project. And this is entering year two. So it'll be the end of year two, entering year three is where you're going to start reaping the rewards of that. But development needs to continue.
Yeah.
And the good news is we've seen growth physically and from a maturity standpoint. We were talking about this when you came on the first time from down in Vegas. It is those small little movements that he's making when the ball gets swung around, and he's feeling more comfortable, and he's aware of what they're trying to do.
Yes.
Like, it's starting to click with him how to play in the NBA style, because we saw him freeze a lot last year in Summer League. And when he was getting early run with the Blazers, like, there was those deer in headlight moments.
Yeah, he flat out said, like, when he got here, it was just too much for him. Because it was his first time overseas, and, you know, being away from his family and the bright lights of Summer League and your first time in the NBA. Here, think about this. He's younger than Donovan. He's younger than Donovan Clain. He turned 20 May 31st.
All right.
He's just a little baby. Just a little baby. Yep. So I think he's right on pace as far as his development arc. Bryce McGowan and Justin Minaya, the two-way guys that they have. Justin's actually showing some real growth. He's been able to knock down his shots, make some plays. I've had a bunch of people say, why are they bringing back Justin Minaya? I will tell you flat out why they brought him back. It's because of his attitude. It's because of his mentality. It's because he's a tone setter. Because he comes in, and he's with the Remix. Like, that's what he's there for. For those guys to go, this is a guy who comes in every single day, works his butt off, doesn't complain about anything. This is how you want to make it in the league. You want to get, like, there's guys they brought through the remix last year that just helped. Mo Harkless.
Yep.
Mo thought he was about that life and he was good enough. He was going to come back and he didn't want to work. And he was like, nah, this isn't for me. Like, that was the reality. Like, Justin Manaea is there to go, this is what it takes to be here. You come in, you get your attitude right. You get your mentality right. You work this hard. It is a culture thing. That is what he is there for. And he's a great dude. So you have this positive attitude with a hard work ethic and a mentality that drives.
And if they start winning too many games, you bring him up.
You're not wrong.
All right. Good stuff from Summer League, though. There is signs of positivity, but still a long ways to go with this franchise. Nobody overreact.
No.
22 and a half wins.
22 and a half wins, guys. Like, and even then,
let's squint at that.
That's a really good number. That's a really good number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.